Money Radio, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us today and joining us now. It's always a pleasure to welcome Anthony Nieves, chair of the Institute for Supply Management's Non-Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. Anthony, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
The NMI report, the non-manufacturing sector, shows strength again. The index comes in at 57.6. That's another strong reading, and this has been going on for a long time, hasn't it?
It sure has. This is the highest reading we've had since October 2015. When I first saw the data come in, I looked at it and said, oh, this is a new 12-month high. And then I looked back, it said, well, October 2015. So wow. This bodes well for the sector moving as we're two-thirds through the first quarter here.
And Anthony, before we get too far into the program here today, let's explain what the ISM non-manufacturing index is and what that number of 57.6 means in relation to growth or contraction.
Certainly. When you look at the composite index, it's comprised of four indexes: business activity, new orders, employment, and supplier deliveries, equally weighted. And this was done via algorithm, historical data mapped against GDP over a period of time, which would best correlate to growth. And what we're measuring here is change month over month. So the baseline moves on a monthly basis. And what we're seeing at the 57.6 versus the 56.5 we saw in January, it's a 1.1 percentage point increase in the rate of growth month over month.
Well, the business activity index, that saw a big jump, 3.3 percentage points to 63.6. What's behind this move in activity?
Well, this is another high since February of 2011. What we're seeing is just growth across the board. 16 of the 18 industries reflected growth. What our comments that we're seeing from the respondents all indicate that there's this positive outlook on economic conditions, business conditions. There's capital reinvestment. Spending is up. So that translates into the business activity. And we see it as well in new orders, the next index, which tells us what's in the pipeline as well.
Yeah, new orders up. New export orders really jumped substantially, and there's a backlog of orders.
Yes, backlog, as we see, and that's a capacity thing, and that's not a bad thing. We'd like to see the backlog grow. We'd like to see deliveries slowing a bit and inventories building up, all which is happening with this increased business activity. It puts a strain on capacity, and it means things are good.
Is demand overwhelming capacity at this point?
You know, not quite. We're still seeing levels of inventory on the low side at 52, and also the deliveries are just barely slowing at 50.5, so they're slowing at a slower rate. Try getting your tongue wrapped around that one, but yes, it's slowing at a slower rate. And so we're also seeing that prices are holding. They came down a little bit as far as the rate of increase, but as we see oil and gas prices stabilizing a bit. So overall, things bode well for this non-manufacturing sector.
Yeah, if demand grows too much, we would likely see it in prices. And although prices are increasing, they were slower in the rate of increase, dropping from 59 to 57.7. So at this point, it sounds like everything's just kind of humming along. What kind of response were you getting from respondents to the survey? What were they telling you was their view?
Overall, they're saying that business is good. It's either been stabilized or it remains strong. Some comments, business has been consistent for the start of 2017. That came from management of companies and support services. We're seeing a dramatic improvement in business, which began in December and continued into January, early February, showing similar results, and that's from wholesale trade. And I always like to look at wholesale trade because in the non-manufacturing sector, there's a reliance on that distribution channel, that time and place value that wholesalers add. And when they're doing well, it tells you that throughout the supply chain, things are going fairly well.
There was a sub-index here, inventory sentiment, and I don't recall seeing this too often, but it came in at 64.5, a nice move up 2.5 percentage points, and the direction was listed as too high.
And the reason behind that is you have to look into the psyche of supply management professionals. Any inventory is too much inventory. They focus on just-in-time, demand-pull. And what the sentiment is measuring is how they feel about their inventories when paired to their business levels and their business activity. So they're saying that it's too high, but I always like to look at both. I like to look at the actual inventory number and then the sentiment. And the sentiment is saying that basically, as I mentioned, that they feel it's just too high as it relates to their current levels. They'd like to see it adjust more and have that straight demand pull.
Anthony, normally on the first Friday of each month, we would be looking at the employment report. That has been pushed back to next Friday, but we do get some idea of what's happening with employment from the Institute for Supply Management, and that is showing pretty steady, solid growth in employment.
Yes, and again, going back to capacity, this is a labor-intensive sector, and the industries that comprise this sector are all labor-intensive. And there has to be an increase in employment in order to maintain capacity requirements for the respective companies.
The ISM's NMI, non-manufacturing index, registering 57.6%. That's up 1.1 percentage points from the January reading, and helping us analyze what's going on here. Anthony Nieves, chair of the ISM Non-Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. Always great information. We always thank the ISM and you, Anthony.
Thank you.